You're about to hear a live recording of drag queens playing Dungeons & Dragons in front of a live audience. With improvisational musician Carson Cutter, and I, Paul Curry, the Dungeon Master, this is Dungeons & Drag Queens! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dungeons and Drag Queens. Before we begin our epic tale tonight, every game has its rules. Please silence all messaging stones, cell phones. During this performance, there will be an opportunity to tip your queens in person. So if you have dollars in any denomination, have them at the ready. This story will involve you. Yes, you will be playing a role in this tale. Whenever I ask for participation, you must provide the ambiance. For example, you hear the clopping of horses' hooves. Yes, yes. You hear the groans of the horses under the weight of the carriages. It did not sound like a horse groaning at all. But we'll get better. Oh, and please, do not make this tale all about you. Legal disclaimer! We do not own Dungeons and Dragons, nor we affiliate with Wizard of the Coast. And now, please let me introduce your master of music, your sorcerer of sound, your live improvisational musician tonight composing a score live. Put your hands together for Carson Cutter! What is Dungeons and Dragons? People have pondered this question for millennia, and only since the 70s has anyone had an answer. Dungeons and Dragons is a collaborative storytelling game where I, the Dungeon Master, will be playing the role of the world and the non-player characters within it. Our players, the Queens, we'll be playing as characters within this world, taking actions, fighting monsters, going on their quest, not going on their quest. Every time a player wishes to take an action in this world, we will roll a 20-sided die to determine their chance of success. The higher the roll out of 20, the greater the chance, the lower the roll, and you'll see. All depends on the roll of the die. What a day! Oh, that is a good fucking omen. We will also add the character modifiers to the role. Some characters are very strong, others are very wise, and some characters aren't good at anything. Dungeons and Dragons is a game that takes place within the theater of the mind. So I ask all of you, for just a moment, to close your eyes. The year is 1039, in the age of beige.
The Beige Empire, led by Belanda the Beige, has slowly expanded across Faerun, bringing its boring four-color monotone aesthetics across the realm. Beige banners fly in the streets of Faerun City, and nowhere more than in Waterdeep. You open your eyes. You see beige buildings stretching off for miles as far as the eye cares to see. But one place lies unfazed by the beige, a purple and pink palace housing the most dangerous mercenary spell swords in the Sword Coast. That's right. Drag queens. Atop a high tower in the keep, you see a secluded rebel hideout. The last bastion against the Beige Empire. Dust glitters in the unfiltered air. Seated around the table are the leaders of the resistance, surrounded by their disorganized rebellion. That's all of you. You're disorganized. You can hear them whispering amongst each other. But soon the whispers turn to arguments. Until all is silenced by the sound of heel on stone. Three queenly figures walk into the dimly lit rebel hideout. Three of the last hopes this realm has against the beige. First to walk in, as if emerging from the shadows in a moss-covered pannier gown, as if she grew from the walls of Waterdeep itself, a druidic force of naughty nature. Her temperate jungle home was bungled by the beige industries, turning her once green mossy paradise into a bland beige J. Crew. Now she prays with her paws that she would be enough to defeat the beige and bring back her home. Can she count on her friends, or will she do it alone? Find out and remember to silence your phones as coming out, as the whole audience groans in ecstasy, is the daring druidic debutante played by Kylie Mooncakes, is Kyla Luna Muffin. Next to her, walking in a sequin gown with a wine glass. Magic flows around her like a rock in a rapid. Her eyes are like nebulae birthing stars. This queen is said to have been one of the first beings to walk the material plane runway. And some say she will be the last. A sorceress of incredible power and prestige. She is referred to many as Miss Universe. Will she help these rundown rebels? Or is this mortal mission just another distraction in a game we know not how to play? Make some noise, coming to slay, played by Midori Monet. Is Midori Monet the fae? And lastly, clopping in on an inside horse, which is a horse you use when you're inside. Cowgirl boots and a flannel gown. She always has a male at her side because she delivers it. Having worked for the Waterdeep Postal Service since she was dropped off in an oversized envelope, her postal position was lost when the beige replaced her with self-driving horses. Now she works as a freelance ranger, hoping to deliver a last unmarked package before she was cut. Can she bring back her beloved post? Or are her dreams dead like a ghost? Find out as you raise a glass to toast the most lawful good queen from coast to coast. Put your hands together, played by Pony Espressa, is Peony Espressa! Our three queens have entered interrupted a rebel meeting at the top of the tower. Can the rebellion against the beige harness their divine power? Find out in an exciting Seattle Crocodile Pride edition of Dungeons and Drag Queens!
There's a silence in the air as dust settles. Everyone turns to stare at you three walking into the room. The leader of the rebels, Robert, looks at you from the table and says, "It's the Queens. Have you come to save our movement?"
Yeah, sure. Why not? Happy Pride!
Excellent. Oh, thank the gods above. It has been a horrible war. So much bloodshed, so much turmoil. You're our last hope. Tell us, what is your plan? How will you save Waterdeep?
By coming up with a plan. That we will come up with.
So true.
At some point.
Yeah, eventually. And you'll never know. But it will be executed.
Mm-hmm. And we're gonna get you.
But please get me as quick as possible, because we need a plan right now. This is terrible. The beige are at the gates of Waterdeep. They've taken over the city. Have you looked around?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what?
Yes.
We came up with our plan.
We did.
We did. We did.
We did.
You don't know it, but all three of us have a shared link.
We just came up with it. Yeah. It's so good. It's so good. We can't wait to tell you.
But we'd love a little bit of intelligence on the situation.
Yeah. Can we roll for that?
Yeah.
Roll for intelligence?
Well, yes.
Yeah, sure, why not?
On the situation?
Enemy.
All right.
Yeah.
Roll investigation.
With assistance.
You get a 10. All right, with assistance.
Okay.
That means another colleague is helping. Colleague is helping out. So
yes.
We will roll twice and take the higher
twice.
Number. A 1, never mind. Everything I just explained, completely useless.
That was a lot of help.
All right, who is rolling intelligence for the situation? Would that be you, Peony Espresso?
It's me because I have the +7 intelligence, okay?
Oh.
Which I just found out, that's news to me.
Very well. You ask the rebel leader all sorts of questions, drilling into Robert's pristine knowledge about the situation at hand.
Yes, welcome to my podcast. Thank you for coming.
You know that Baland the Beige has slowly taken over Faerun, and it is incredibly difficult to get close to her. However, she is the nexus of all of the Beige. If you're able to get to her, convince her, or otherwise, you might be able to stop the Beige invasion of the entire realm.
And the Beige are just, like, business people. They're just in suits and, like, optimizing things.
Well, sort of. They're mostly in beige, and they are kind of an allegory for the current like system. You
so
know?
They're like the millennial gray of beige.
They're a millennial what?
Yes, grayge. You've heard of grayge.
Grayge?
Yeah.
Has anyone
Grayge?
Heard of Grayge?
Make some noise if you know what Grayge is.
Yeah.
See?
Fair enough.
Y'all are new here, huh?
Cool. Grayge.
Grayge. No, not cool. Bad.
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
Boo.
Boo.
Everybody say boo.
All right, all of the rebels, boo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
the
true.
Rebel leader turns to you three and says,
period.
All right, you're right. If we do not stop the beige, they might unleash the Grayge.
It's
and then
true.
We're all dead.
Spooky.
Spooky.
And so, you have your plan, and I know it's super secret. It makes sense. It makes sense because you don't want to tell anyone, lest it leak out.
It's true.
You never know who to trust.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, Robert.
Yeah,
we're
no.
Gonna,
who to trust?
Robert, we're gonna need a girl huddle.
Yeah. Robert.
Okay.
is our plan to just murder their queen?
No.
The ground begins to shake, dust falling from the ceiling. Robert gets up from the table and says, "Oh no, the beige have found our secret hideout. You must get out of here quickly." And you can hear that there's fighting happening underneath.
Oh. Maybe that is.
Everyone's just fighting with their bare hands.
Should we join in?
It's just the sound of flesh. Dang it! I knew we shouldn't have had a no weapons policy.
They're voguing.
Queens, whatever your plan is, it has to work.
You're so right, and it's going to, because we came up with it. Right here, right now.
All by our threesome.
Yep.
So we just need to get out of town, because we're under attack?
Okay, look, I know you have a plan, so
should we
figure this
back?
All out. But I could give you some help with the beginning of the plan, and then you just do the rest of your plan.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
How about it?
You should give us help with the beginning of the plan to make sure that we did the beginning of the plan correctly, because we already came up with the entire plan. But yeah, we're just wanting to make sure that...
Fair enough. Did you think to go to the troll of the Fremont? Speak to the troll, and you will gain access into the ancient library.
Wow, that's actually kind of deep. That's really deep lore, actually.
Yeah.
That's basically, okay, you pulled out the stops for pride.
Wow,
pulled out the lore.
Very local.
Suddenly, the door bursts open, and you can see a soldier dressed in beige comes out.
Oh, fuck.
He's kind of cute.
The soldier goes, "I stop right there, by the orders of beige."
Can you spell it?
B-E-B-fuck-B.
I didn't join the guard to spell.
There's not a lot of literacy in this time period, and you know that. And you see the guard takes their pike and begins to move towards you. Robert gestures towards the window to defenestrate.
Did you say literacy?
A straight?
Yes,
it's
literacy.
Pride.
Can you spell literacy?
L-I-T.
Quick, let's escape. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Tonight.
No!
And we're gone.
Gracefully out the window with
Vanished.
Our friend.
All right.
Vanished.
You three jump out of the window just as you see a pike enter into Robert's stomach.
Oh.
Aww.
I hope he wasn't bottoming tonight.
Yeah.
Robert goes, You must help us. You must succeed. You see that bleeding out of the wound from the pike is beige blood.
Let's visit a troll.
All right, you're currently falling out of a window right now.
We're like gracefully drifting down a window.
And why are you gracefully drifting?
Because I cast a spell. I cast my spell Featherfall, and like we're all linked arm in arm.
It's true.
So it works collectively for the three of us.
Because we're a team.
Should I literally tell you what it means? I'm going to, because I'm very literate. Slows a target's falling speed up to 10 feet per second for 1 minute.
Period.
That's diction. Happy Pride.
Period.
All right,
I'm going to use my power control winds. You take control of the air in a 100-foot cube. Creatures in the cube must take strength. Actually, just kidding. I'm not doing that.
Wait, never mind. Okay, you're not
literacy,
going to
literacy,
cast
literacy,
that?
Literacy. That's why. That's what, anyway. Not doing that.
That was her +7 in intelligence that saved us just now.
Right. I remembered I had it, and I used it.
All right. Very well. So you float off of the tower. You find yourself floating down through the city until finally you arrive in the outskirts of the city, having floated down into the Waterdeep suburbs. You can see that it's very gray around, and there's a lot of grain. That's probably not the beige. That's just grain. See that there's peasants milling about. They seem very shocked by your presence.
Really? Is there something on my face?
Yeah, I didn't want to bring that up, but I cannot
Anyway, I have no idea.
Cannot what?
I don't know what facial expression you're giving me right now.
So?
And it's making me deeply anxious.
That's actually really needy.
Maybe you should talk to your therapist.
Maybe you should stop controlling women.
Okay, I think a therapist would agree.
That you should stop controlling women?
Wow.
Fine. I just can't. I have no idea. Are you cool? Is everything?
Well, I'm not greige.
Okay.
She's actually quite warm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't see it in my skin. I'm blushing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting. Cool. So, you arrive at the Waterdeep suburbs.
What's his problem?
I don't know, girl.
You see that the peasants are blushing, looking at you.
Period.
Hey.
One of the peasants comes up and says, "You better get out of here, mate." Yeah.
Game. Should we fight?
What?
Oh, just kidding, sorry.
I asked the peasant why.
The peasant, who are they?
No, I why? Oh, this, it's
oh,
the literacy.
Why?
Why?
Peasant
the
says,
word, not the letter.
Yeah.
Right, that's three letters, that's three of them.
Oh, mate, the beige guards, they knew that you escaped the tower. I hear that they're coming soon, so you better get out of here.
Do you want to join us?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Quickly,
my whole life. My life. My
Pop
life
in our
is...
inventory.
I have a bag of holding you can sit in.
Oh, I've never. The bag of holding.
It's stored inside another bag of holding.
That's how they get you.
That sounds very dangerous, actually.
No!
It was buy one, get one. Come on.
Yeah.
Hop in. And then hop in the other one.
Mm-hmm. All right. Roll persuasion. The peasant says, my name is. Danny, and I'm a little nervous about going on a quest with three fugitives.
Fugitives seemed a little pointed.
Yeah, oh my God.
I don't know where that came from.
Roll persuasion. You get an 18.
Right.
Who could resist this face?
What is your persuasion, Kyla Luna Muffin?
Minus five. It's not that bad. That's crazy.
But wait.
That's crazy.
It's with assistance, because he'll be in my bag of holding.
Because we're literally a team, and it's pride.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, I guess I'll join you, and I'll just sit in the bag of holding.
Inside another bag of holding.
Okay, all right. It sounds unstable.
It's actually very luxurious.
Yeah.
Think of the tariffs.
I'm actually kind of excited. This is my first time getting out of the suburbs.
You can see him, that's what he looks like.
Oh, he's kind of cute.
Yeah. How tall is he? Can we roll for perception to see how tall he is?
Sure. All right, you get to two.
Oh,
wow.
Plus five.
You don't really know.
With assistance?
He also...
Can my friends look with me?
Well, that depends. Do they want to participate in
y'all
this?
Wanna, do y'all want to like see how tall this guy might be? Do you have interest? Sorry, you don't have to. Never mind. Okay. Maybe it's not the vibe. Sorry for celebrating pride.
We have a small man in our inventory now?
We don't know how large he is because y'all won't look.
Oh, I thought the two meant he was small. Not.
Oh.
We just can't figure out how tall he is.
I guess the dungeon master could decide that. Does the two determine that he's small or that he's just.
Danny's height is completely determined before the fact. I make sure that every single one of my characters has their height, their history. I mean, everything down to the hair on their head.
What's his last name?
No, I know this. It's in here. Daniels.
Oh, of the House of Daniels.
I know his brother Jack.
I need to know his brother Jack. I'm trying to meet his brother Jack right now. I'm just kidding. Unless. Anyway.
All right. You know that you need to go all the way to Fremont in order to find the Fremont Troll and ask it for directions to the ancient library. Do you go?
Yeah. Sure.
We don't have much else to do.
Yeah, I mean, we can actually use the library, so let's go.
Oh, you can go wherever you want. I mean, this is not... I don't want to railroad you on your quest. You can do whatever you please.
Okay.
Not us faced with choice.
I can't remember any other leads.
Yeah.
We have leads. Yeah.
I think there might have been a tower somewhere.
Girl.
The one we hopped out of?
Don't worry about it. You know what?
So
yeah,
true.
Tell us, do your little thing. I want to go to your little library.
Do your little thing. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's not a little thing. It's actually quite a quest. All right, you embark on your quest. You leave the Waterdeep suburbs just as the beige guards are coming in. Danny says,
oh, you really dodged that one. Nice.
Thank you, kind sir. In a bag of holding, inside another bag of holding.
Yes.
You travel along the road. This is a very long journey. It takes many days, many weeks even.
But we're full sprinting the entire time, so it takes about like 10 minutes.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really athletic.
Very.
All right, a full sprint.
Let's roll for it.
Yeah, let's roll for it.
Athletics! Okay.
Roll!
All right, fine. It's an 8. What is your...
Nah, he set that up. There's a 20 in there.
I did not set a 20 in the roll.
That's
it's a
up.
Python module. It's random.
No, roll it again.
No. Well, do you get assistance?
Try it.
Yes, of course she gets assistance. We're literally a team, and it's also pride.
All right, very well. Yes. All right, so, Midori, as you are running, Kyla Luna Muffin also pushes your legs.
I do.
Every time you run as an assistance when running. I don't know how else to assist someone when running.
Yes, I do.
Besides giving them high fives every so often. Okay, we roll again. And a 3.
Yeah.
All right, you are going to attempt a dead sprint on this 3-week journey.
So true.
You immediately sprain your ankles. We're going to take 10 exhaustion damage.
That's crazy.
During Pride Month?
During Pride Month. Our dungeon master sprained all of our ankles during Pride Month. Write that down.
You didn't sprain your ankles. You ran a dash when you didn't need to.
But we still made it.
Yeah. We sprained our ankles, but we made it.
Yes, you do. With a 1 damage per week trade-off, you arrive. The village of Fremont. You see that it's a small, quaint village, and there's a large bridge.
What's it made out of?
Stone.
Can you spell it?
S-T-O-N-E. Stone.
Are you stoned?
No.
Girl, that's cool.
I'm not either.
Okay, all right. I don't know. Again, with the, I don't know what your face is saying to me when you do that conversation move. All right.
You completely know what her face is saying because you heard it.
Yeah. I'm all literally saying it with a full smile. All 62 of my teeth are showing.
You can't tell?
All right, as you enter into the village of Fremont, Danny, you can hear Danny's muffled voice from the bag of holding within the bag of holding, which, by the way, in this universe, it's unstable, but it works.
Eco-friendly.
It's me, Daniel. It seems like you've arrived at Fremont. You should go to the troll, but be careful, mate.
Be careful of what, Daniel?
I've heard legend that the troll can be very grumpy.
Okay, now I know you're laughing, so there's that.
I'm literally not laughing. I have a straight face right now.
She's not laughing at all. She's just saying ha over and over again.
You look in the town square, and you see that there's a beige soldier who appears to be taking a basket of eggs from a peasant.
Oh, lightning arrow.
Yeah, we agree.
And then when she cast that, we all screamed, don't do that. It's not nice.
Okay. Channeling the energy of a 90s VHS PSA. You are going to cast lightning arrow. Would you like to read what that does for the crowd?
Shoot a lightning arrow. Oh no, there's an area of effect.
And we all back up that amount of space.
Oh, boy. All creatures within 10 feet of the target make a DC 12 dex check or take lightning damage.
Who
is this guy stealing from?
Appears to be stealing from an innocent peasant.
Yeah.
All right.
A very acrobatic peasant, right?
Yeah.
We'll find out. All right.
Can the
soldier
roll for
rolls dexterity gets a 19.
Okay.
I don't know why the crowd is cheering for the beige soldier to roll high.
Oh, no.
You all didn't realize that. Oh, God. All right.
It's okay. It's like an eye for an eye, but it's like two eyes for an eye this time, you know?
All right, and then the peasant is going to roll. It's a 17!
Oh! So everyone just dives out of the way of my charged arrow?
Exactly. The arrow flies out towards the town square and leaves a burning mark within the center of the square. The guard turns and says, "What was that?"
"That was a warning shot, and we'll do it again."
All right. I feel like I have to grant inspiration for that. So roll intimidation with advantage. You get a 14, we'll roll again. You get a 3, never mind. Okay. What is your intimidation, Midori Monet?
30.
No, ha ha. All right, what is your...
She's right, it is plus 30, I see it.
No, you don't.
Oh, I'm so intimidated by it.
If you see a 30, you need to get your eyes checked.
I mean,
that's fucked up.
No, but
it's Pride Month.
Okay. What's your actual?
Oh my gosh. Okay, he got me. It's plus 10.
I feel like that's also a lie.
No.
I think I don't have any plus 10s on the character sheets.
Yeah, it says it right here.
It's true.
We all saw.
Don't you feel intimidated right now?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you get the
Do the flashy light thing. Come on. Intimidation.
Disclaimer. Okay. You roll the highest number I put on any character sheet, which was a 7 in terms of the modifier.
I said that.
So you succeed. So that whole lying thing just reduced trust. That's all it did. Didn't actually have any gameplay features.
Can we roll for trust?
We just did. Okay.
That was good. That was good. You kind of ate me up there. You kind of, you know.
The beige guard turns around and goes, "Oh, that's what that was." And then begins to run away up into the foothills.
I cast a spell.
Okay, good.
She does.
I cast banishment.
Period.
Would you like to read what banishment does?
What?
Yeah, permanently sends a creature you see to a harmless demiplane of existence.
Okay.
One use.
You're using it on this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Who knows how Midori Monet thinks?
Well, you know, it's always stealth as long as no one makes it out.
Yeah.
No one played a stealth game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that where you banish your friend to a harmless demiplane?
You've never done that before.
Oh my gosh.
The stealth game?
Did you say the stealth game? That's what it's called?
No. Can you spell it?
N-O.
All
right. Okay, I have no idea. All right, so you banish the guard.
But first, we pick up those eggs that he was bullying from the villager, and I put it in my bag of holding, inside my other bag of holding.
All right, you take the fresh eggs.
It's going to come in context later.
The bag of holding.
Remember.
Danny says, "Oh, look, some eggs. Nice. You know, I found a little kitchen in here. Would you like me to make an omelet?"
Don't touch my shit. You're a guest. Act like it.
Sorry. Okay. Don't touch anything.
The peasant says, "Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Could I please have my eggs?"
What eggs?
Roll deception. The peasant says, "The eggs that I just...
saw you pick up and put into your bag.
I reach into my bag of holding, inside my bag of holding, and I take out one egg and I throw it directly at their forehead.
All right, roll to hit with an egg. You get a 19. The egg splats onto the head of the peasant. You can see there are a variety of other peasants in the village, and they all make that audience offended noise.
We just saved your life. You should be thankful.
Mm-hmm. No, you just... He was just taking my eggs, and then you just took my eggs. You asshole. You just did the same thing that guard did.
What eggs?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! And the peasant walks away doing this. Whoa. Fuck you! Fuck you!
Okay, the peasant got us there a little bit.
He ate me up. You know, I'm not above giving a whack bitch.
You have gained fresh eggs. With these eggs, you can heal broken bones and get a +7 to constitution.
So true.
Period.
I told you they'd come in context period, later. Period, I told you. Period. I said it. I said it. It's true.
It's true, she did.
Well, we better be going to the troll now,
says Danny Daniels.
The troll from the story.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one.
Let's do it. Underneath the bridge of stones.
Yep.
After having basically made yourself unwelcome in Fremont, you walk out of the village and you go to the nearby bridge where the troll of Fremont lies. You can see the troll now. It stares at you.
Who are you?
How tall is he?
Roll perception.
Okay.
You get a 7. What is your perception?
A 7. No, it really is. No, it really is a 7.
Yeah, check it.
You get a 14. The troll seems to be at least 30 to 40 feet.
Period.
But the troll is kind of laying like this, like when you write a diary in your bed.
What's his credit score?
What's his what?
What does he bench? What is his squat?
A roll insight to guess how much weight the troll can lift. A 15.
Yeah.
What is your insight?
My answer, +5.
This troll could probably lift an entire ton, maybe 2. Incredible strength.
How intelligent.
Roll insight. Jesus Christ. You get a 14.
Wow.
Notably more muted. The troll is dumb as a... pretty dumb.
Fuck yeah. I want to do Beast Bond.
All right, would you like to read what Beast Bond does?
A target non-intelligent beast makes a wisdom saving throw. On failure, they are permanently charmed. Shade that a little bit.
Kind of tore.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Wisdom saving throw or intelligence?
Wisdom.
Okay, the thing you didn't check. All right. No problem. Could still be a very wise troll. Just saying. But good try. Not very intelligent. It's going to roll. Gets a 7 +1 and 8. What is your spell save, DC?
What's the spell save?
It should be on the sheet right in front, right next to your armor. It should just say...
the what?
Like a spell book.
These are fucking... Hey, 12! Bitch, where did I come from?
Thank
Have
you.
We that, always had that?
By the way, that is like 72-point font. That is, they're pictograms, basically, on this fucking character sheet. I made a custom character. Sorry.
Did we always have this?
I had.
Did we always have spell save? Is spell save like a thing in D&D? Have we always had that? I swear you just put this out. Have you seen this before?
This is never.
We've never been asked about that.
In the history of this
Maybe
show.
Maybe you're bad at D&D.
That's not... No. If you look up my patch notes, I explicitly added it
a couple patch shows notes?
Ago. Cash notes.
Yes.
So true.
Version 1.14.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride, I guess, yeah. We believe you, because it's Pride.
You feel bonded to this troll.
Oh, it worked?
Yes.
Oh my god. This is gonna be a good show.
Pony takes off her hat and then presses her forehead gently against the troll's forehead.
Aww.
Love is love.
Love is love, and it's pride.
Love wins.
Love wan.
The troll says,
I don't know why, but I feel a great love for you.
This is my new boyfriend, an enormous troll.
What? Hey.
Girls?
What's his name? Wow.
I didn't ask.
Okay, well, I get so that. True. Been there.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am the Fremont Troll.
Are you gonna give us a riddle or something?
Yeah, give us a riddle.
Yeah, you should give us a riddle. It'd be fun.
We
a
really
pride
like
riddle.
Riddles.
A pride riddle. It's pride.
It's make it gay.
A pride.
A gay. 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 Gay.
All right. Gay. Right. Jeez. Gay. Okay. What?
Gay is okay. He's right.
Oh, you ate that DM.
What is a person that left me with 3 young children? They were taken by the beige. And now I'm left with just my little kids.
And 3 little trolls walk out. Oops, what the fuck is that? That's not a...
Oh, spoilers!
Ruined thing. 3 little trolls walk out.
They're my laboo-boos.
Girl, those are la-foo-foos.
But what is that person?
I don't want to have a family.
Are you guys breaking up?
I think they're just setting boundaries. Which, maybe same thing, you know?
I think we should break up.
Boundaries.
Boundaries. Boundaries. Boundaries.
Do you break the beast bond? After an hour, is this grinder? What the fuck?
Mama, this is Sniffies.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Too real?
We're edging.
I sever the beast bond.
You snap. The beast bond is broken.
Oh,
the troll
the villagers
looks
are
at
upset.
You, rage filling his eyes, and says, oh, you have answered the riddle.
Oh,
it's you, isn't it? You leave me just like my partner left me before. Prepare to face the wrath.
Okay, let's not project. Let's not project onto all 3 of us. Maybe just her. Just want to get that out of the way at the beginning of the monologue.
No, you 2 are fine. I haven't really talked to you, but you...
Okay, we're a good girl. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's hit it.
All right, you 2 just leave?
Yeah, we're out.
But like quietly and respectfully. Just right. Like,
but from a safe distance that we still see everything.
And here.
And here.
Because we want to know what's going on.
It's true. We're nosy.
Very well. Roll stealth. Get a 6.
No one said it was stealthy. Literally, no one said
we said
it
quietly
was
and respectfully. We weren't even sneaking off.
We weren't.
Oh, y'all like
we're making direct eye contact, and we're just peeling it back this
we
way.
We say to you, it's clear that y'all are having a conversation between the 2 of y'all.
My name is Bennett, and I am not in it. Happy Pride!
Happy Pride!
All right, you slowly back out as you see Peony and the troll begin to get into a terrible argument. Eventually, the troll grabs at you, Peony.
Domestic.
Rolls to grapple, gets a 3, plus 7, a 10. It is still not enough.
Kill him.
Okay, gotcha. I want to have an amicable breakup.
Okay, that's so nice.
Where we are on good terms, and he tells me where the library is.
That's so true. Are oh my god, like, that is why we're here, huh?
Are you just expressing? Yeah. Did you just express like a general desire?
That's so true.
Yeah, I'm using my words. It's role playing.
Actually, yeah, no, yeah.
Communication.
Communication is huge in relationships.
Okay, so true. Roll persuasion. You get a 16.
Yeah.
They talk
real.
If you're persuasive, you can be really selfish.
Oh, you kind of hate that.
You see that the trolls' little babies clap their hands, and then coming out of the cave, all dancing in tune, are 250 little baby trolls.
So many trolls.
They all begin to chant in unison. Okay, it's really disorganized. It's not really a through line coming through. What was that? Dork? Door?
Oh, not that.
Door? Why
not that.
Door?
On. Door.
Oh, door.
North.
Door.
Nork?
North.
Store.
North.
More? Morse code? What the fuck are you...
North.
What is a light about to fall on me from the fucking stage? What is this what it's like to be edged? Oh, what are they saying? Does anyone know what the fuck they're saying?
I'm gonna.
What are they? Someone, what are they saying?
I believe they're saying north.
Oh.
Yeah. Roll for belief.
Yeah. He has a +7 for intelligence.
It's true.
I just felt like Kim Kardashian.
Because her kid is north.
Yes. Okay.
I thought it was because his ass was fat.
Wait.
All right, all of the little troll babies point north. And the troll says, "That's weird that you ask for the library. The library has been taken over by demons. It's a death trap. Whoever told you to go to the library...
That's kind of kind.
..might have had ulterior motives."
Are you saying someone is setting us up?
Robert got gut-stabbed by a pike.
Who's Robert?
What?
Do you think he faked it?
Well, if you saw blood, he probably didn't fake it.
But it was beige.
Was it beige?
It was beige. Is he a demon twink? Happy Pride!
Anyway, go north. That's where you'll find the beige fortress.
Is that where the library is, or the fortress?
No, don't go to the fucking library. That's cut, all right?
It sounds like he's trying to deter us. I want to go to the library.
Yeah,
now.
I think we should go to the library.
I have a passion for finding the truth, and we must do it at the library.
What?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, all right, I have to warn you. The library is full of demons, and it has nothing to do with your current quest. It is completely tangential.
I love demons, and I want nothing to do with my current quest. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, well, if you want to go to the library, the ancient library of death.
Period.
You go south, in the exact opposite direction.
Wait. Okay, sure, why not? Okay. Yeah, let's go with the quest. Yes, and.
Yeah.
We're going to yes, and.
Yeah. We're going to yes, and.
But this time, Kyla is going to full sprint.
Yeah. I'll take the lead on this one, y'all.
All right.
I said the stupid thing. I'm going
to
do that.
Roll athletics to full sprint towards the library. You get a 2.
So true.
Once again, you start way too hard on a very long quest. You're going to take 20 sprained ankle damage.
Also, the sound effect felt crazy with that one.
Wait, why did I take the damage? She was running!
That's fucked up. It's literally pride. Give me the damage.
Yeah.
Take it from her.
Alright, you two weren't sprinting? Sorry, I thought it was a group sprint.
No, I specifically said Kyla.
Yeah, I sprinted. I took the lead.
Very well, alright.
I sprinted enough for all three of us.
It's so true.
Alright, I will... all is fair, I will heal.
Ate that.
All right, wow. It is a long journey. It takes weeks, months.
Oh.
In fact, an entire year passes.
Oh.
Happy birthday!
And happy Pride!
Oh my God, it's Pride again!
It's Pride again!
Wow!
It's a pride miracle.
You guys got two prides in one show. kind of like a bag of holding inside a bag of holding.
How is Daniels?
Well,
it's Danny Daniels. You check in on Danny. Danny says,
it was all right. I have a confession to make.
Did you eat my fucking eggs?
I got really hungry.
Oh.
It's been a year and I haven't figured out how to get out of here. I've been screaming. You haven't heard me.
No, it's
well.
It's
the
really
the thing about the first bag of holding, it's kind of soundproofing.
Okay. Well, I had to scavenge for food, and I ate most of your food. Sorry.
All right, that's it. I'm dumping you out my bag of holding inside my bag of holding. I've had it.
Wait, are you taking me out of the bag of holding?
No, we're just taking
the first
you out.
One.
We're just taking you out.
Could please take me out of both bags of holding? I was starving in your bag.
Just one.
Oh, okay.
All right, you take Danny out of one bag of holding within the bag of holding, keeping Danny in the bag of holding still.
So true. How do you like that?
I don't. You queens are insane. Free me from this indomitable prison!
Can you spell that?
Yeah.
No!
And as you are torturing this random peasant for no reason, you arrive at the Library of Death.
Oh, wow.
Wait, did we go north or south? I already
forgot. It has never been called the Library of Death until now. What's going on?
I
feel misled.
No, he said that the last time he described it. He was like, by the way, it's the Library of Death. But, like, I feel like we didn't really... But we were down. Like, are y'all
you
not
were
down,
down
for
enough to
sometimes?
Walk for
oh,
a
wait,
year to
that.
Get here.
Huh?
All right, you arrive at the Library of Death, and a voice can be heard from the shelves that says, why have you come here?
For knowledge, like anyone that goes to a fucking library.
Yeah. To seek the truth.
Okay. Fuck me.
How tall is the voice?
Right.
Well, you don't know. The voice says, I am the librarian of this place.
Hi.
I inhabit it. And I do have knowledge to share. But it's dark knowledge.
So share it.
Yeah, quit being greedy.
Yeah.
Share.
Like, I don't know.
Just do it. Share. It's pride.
Sure.
You'll have to. What can you offer me? And all the other spirits of the library, you can hear them whispering.
Wait, who said that?
I heard a spirit say, tell us.
Yeah, I heard a spirit say, tell us.
You should listen to your own spirits.
Mm-hmm. That spirit should say that a little louder.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
It's the unanimous.
They're right. Telling us something.
Roll persuasion with advantage. We get a 16.
Period.
Yeah.
We get a 4.
Period.
Yeah.
And add those two together, what does that make? Hello, women in STEM.
So true.
But not how advantage works. All right.
That's not +7 intelligence.
I will have to reveal my true form to show you.
Period.
And coming out of the walls, a deathly creep enters into your bones like a cutting mist. And you can see the librarian of death.
She's a
fuck,
brick.
What is that fucking shit?
House.
What is that? Stupid goddamn the librarian.
She's kind of cute.
Yeah.
How tall is it?
Yeah. She.
I'm 2 feet tall.
Oh, my cute.
Okay, not the worst.
Queens, you have been misled by the leader of the rebellion, Robert.
Yeah, we figured.
But you already knew that?
Yeah. It was part of the plan.
Do you think we're slow?
Honestly, because you're here, yes.
We just wanted to see you.
Yeah, it was our plan from the beginning.
Yeah, give us that weapon you have stashed in here.
Yeah, well, that...
I guess I suppose I could give you a scroll of teleportation.
Oh.
Yeah, and give us the other thing, too.
The I literally already have that.
The other thing?
Oh, no.
Yeah, give us both.
Yeah, the thing, yeah.
The thing that'll beat those guys.
Yeah. Guys or non-gender identifying people.
Yeah.
Ponies and from the Midwest, guys, is ambiguous.
So T, non-binary guys.
Very well. Poyoni, peony.
Can you spell it?
No, this is for you.
Oh!
And see that the ghost waves his little baby hands. Spelled out in the mist is an address. This was the last address you were given before your position in the postal service was cut. This was the last letter you have undelivered. And it is where the beige fortress lies.
Oh, shit. Mwah.
Thank you.
Gaggy.
So
happy
nice.
Pride.
You guys, this is like my favorite thing. It's delivering mail.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
That actually is so true. You've told us that before. That lore is really interesting.
I work for the Waterdeep Postal Service. It's deep lore about my character.
It's true.
She loves delivering mail.
Mm-hmm. It's so real.
So, I mean, like, this is kind of important to me.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
This is a safe space.
Yeah.
Would you like to take the scroll of teleportation to the beige forest? Ooh.
Can you tell us their weakness?
I do not know their weakness.
Aren't you supposed to know everything? You're a librarian.
That's actually tea, yeah.
It's the library of death.
Show us the book of beige.
Yeah, how do you kill the beige? Or is that not what you do here?
I thought this was a business.
I don't know much. I'm only 2 feet tall. My brain is not very big. But if I was to think what could defeat the beige, perhaps it would be love.
Oh, great, thanks.
What the fuck? Why are you coming at me like that?
I'm gonna put the ghost in my bag of holding.
Wait, what are you doing?
It's true. I love that!
All right, you grab the ghost, shove it in your bag of holding. Daddy says,
"Oh, you're here now. Another hostage. I tried to see if they want ransom money. It hasn't worked."
All right, you are in the Library of Death. You've been told to go to the Beige Fortress, and you've been given an exact address. There's absolutely no way you could get lost going to the Beige Fortress. It's like just slap it in the GPS and...
What I feel like we should get lost, but, you know, let's just do it. We're going to teleport directly there.
I guess so.
All right. Well, first you need to find the scroll of teleportation. Do you just grab any scroll and try and use it?
Yeah.
No. I'm going to use my spell, Fabricate. Create an object out of raw materials. The quality of the object is based on the quality of the raw materials. I grab a teleportation-looking scroll, and I create a teleportation scroll. Happy Pride!
Fine, all right, roll investigation to search for the teleportation scroll as an ingredient to make a teleportation scroll.
Yeah.
You get to one.
So true.
You grab the first scroll that you find. You unfurl it, and immediately the sigils pierce your eyes. You feel some sort of slow slicing on your face and eyebrows.
Jesus. That's a little fucked up. It's pride.
You think I have eyebrows? So generous.
You feel it cutting at your throat all the way down your body.
Oh my God, I yell stop. I'm like, stop doing that to her. Hope that helps.
You know, I kind of needed a facelift.
Oh, your whole body gets a lift.
Oh!
As you lift it up in the air.
And happy you're... Pride and shout out to gender affirming care.
Or I don't...
Oh my God, so true. Yeah.
Mama.
Yeah.
And you look good, body contour.
So true. This is like not even my final form.
Okay, yeah. Well, this, all right, the scroll was supposed to be a bad scroll, but I, okay.
But we're,
so,
we're optimists.
All right, you take 10 worthwhile damage. Yes, you take 10 damage.
That's actually insane. Whoa, during Pride Month?
Well, you take 10 damage, but when you get up, you're more beautiful than ever.
Oh my gosh, it was my FFS.
Period. It looks so good.
Thank you. You can really see it in my cheeks, huh?
Absolutely. Pronounced.
So true.
How do you pronounce it? I'm just kidding. Dumb.
Yes, you found the scroll of whole body lift. Would you like to search for another scroll?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yes, with assistance from two friends.
Roll investigation. Both of you search. You get an 11. Yeah. Roll again. You get a 12.
Yeah! Woo! We'll take the higher one.
Yeah, plus 7.
Plus
yeah.
7, you
yeah,
find
yeah.
The scroll of teleportation. Do you open it up?
I look at it first.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You
yes,
read
yes.
it first?
Yeah.
No, we just look at it.
Yeah, right. I like the colors.
We're like admiring it a little bit, taking it in.
Okay, you read the scroll of teleportation. It says, this scroll will teleport you wherever you wish to go. Just say the address 3 times and put a drop of blood on the page.
Y'all know the address of, like, the nearest subway? I'm really hungry. I'm not gonna lie. It's been a long year since we've eaten last.
Pony gently grabs the scroll out of Kylie's hand. Write down the address, a little pinprick from an arrow tip, and then dab a blood onto that scroll.
Period.
That's so true.
Period.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. and then what do you do? What do you do?
I thought that was it.
Oh, you've
and
already
now we
said
teleport.
It 3 times.
Yeah, we're teleporting.
Suddenly you're sucked into a vortex that swings you around. You don't know what is up from down, what is left from right.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Till you arrive at the Beige Fortress, a great castle composed entirely of beige bricks.
What's the name on the mail that I got?
It says Belanda, and then their middle name is The, and their last name is The Beige.
Is that her dead name?
It's...
Why would you say that? Not you, him. Why
no,
would you
it's,
say that?
Belanda goes by that name.
It's to...
Oh, okay, it's her current.
Belanda The Beige, and it's from...
And it says... Your long-lost love...
Oh, so I was rude to that ghost for no reason.
You were projecting, and that's okay.
You can see in the window a shadow reflection. You can see some kind of silhouette of a princess speaking to what is recognizably the rebel leader, Robert.
I'm going to cast a spell.
Would you have a spell?
Can I cast a spell?
What spell do you cast?
I'm going to cast Finger of Chaos.
Period.
Very well. What does that do?
Black flames emerge from the ground, and your target takes a random type of damage. They can take a dexterity saving throw to take half damage.
All right, you shoot out your Finger of Chaos. The spell... Shoots out. They're both going to roll to dodge. Belanda rolls, gets a 5, fails. Robert rolls, gets a 5, fails. The top of the fortress is blown off, uncovering it, smoldering in the day. You can see Belanda and Robert getting up from the rubble.
Oh, Belanda.
It is very loud, and around you, you see an entire army of beige soldiers. They all gasp in shock. Belanda walks up to the parapet and says,
Oh, look who it is. Oh. The three queens come to fight.
Somebody drew that.
Period.
That's so kind. Budget.
What did you just call me?
I quickly pulled this ghost out my bag of holding.
Yeah.
All right. You pull out the ghost. The ghost looks at Belanda. Belanda looks at the ghost. Belanda goes, what? Is that like your Pokemon or something? What are you attempting to do with that?
This is you in the future.
You ate that.
I know that you can see present, future, and past, Midori Monet, the Fae. So you must know that the future is beige, well-ordered, everything the exact same. In fact, I have something so special to show you.
Is it beige? Is it something beige?
Oh, no. It's even better. Even better than beige.
No. The doors to the keep fly open. A light beams directly into your eyes. It is grayish. And a massive, hulking gray monster walks out of the fortress. It snarls, gray goo dripping from its mouth. Yes, with the power of this creature, all things will be the same. There won't be any diversity. There won't be any changes. Everything will just be perfectly the way it should be.
That's crazy.
Why are you booing me, soldiers? I'll fire every one of you,
boo
soldiers.
Him. Boo him. Boo. Flip the finger of chaos. Yeah.
You throw another finger of chaos?
With assistance.
Yeah.
Put him up! Yeah. Put him up!
All right. With apparently the guards had never heard Belanda speak before. This was their first introduction to her ideology. They just signed on for the money and that's it. You throw out a finger of chaos at Belanda. Belanda makes a dexterity saving throw, gets a 13 plus 2. What is your spell save DC? You're going to lie, so it's a 12. Yep, I can see it. It does not hit. Belanda dodges out of the way. Instead, it just smacks against the ground, and you see a patch of grass curl up and die, and then become reborn as different grass.
Yeah, that was a warning shot.
More like a warning miss.
Pony turns to the ghost and says, I'm gonna try love. Gives her a big wink and then casts Zephyr Strike.
Oh.
Okay, would you like to read what Zephyr Strike does?
You move with incredible swiftness to any target you can see and make a +3 melee strike. But instead of stabbing Belanda, I want to deliver what I really hope is a love letter.
All right. You cast the Zephyr Strike, you begin to move incredibly fast. The world seems to freeze around you. Everyone is frozen.
completely in place. And then you come up and make a deliver mail hitting roll. You get a 19.
Yeah!
You do that thing where your eyes gleam and then you move your hand out and then you slam the letter down directly into the palm of the frozen Belanda. Time resumes. Belanda looks at the letter, says, "And what is this exactly?"
First class mail.
Oh my. It is. I know who this is from.
Not Robert!
No. Wait, I thought that they had ghosted me.
Oh, I didn't see that coming. This poor bird.
No, it's not the ghost.
Okay. I thought it was the ghost.
And she takes out the letter and begins to read. It says, "Dear Belanda, I have missed you so much sitting under my bridge."
Oh!
My little boo-boos, they miss you. They do not know why you do not reply. Do you even care anymore?
She had 200 troll babies?
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Yes, it was my early 20s. And I was really fucking around. I had no idea that the Fremont troll actually wanted to see me again.
It's okay, we don't kink shame.
Yeah.
Her kink is having 200 babies?
And we
oh,
don't shame.
Oh, that's not my kink, okay, trust okay. me. My kink is trolls.
Yeah.
So true.
Been there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for delivering this letter. You know, the heartbreak had caused me to turn to the beige.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
A way to process my feelings through acting out and trying to make everyone feel as terrible as I do.
Yeah, therapy herbs.
Herbs?
Herbs?
Therapy herbs.
I don't have herpes. don't spread that rumor. I fucked around a lot, but with one troll. Just every day under the bridge, just slam, slam, slam.
She has three kinks: monogamy, pregnancy, and oh wait, I had a third one.
Riddles.
I also am a big fan of bridges, but maybe that was learned, as I associate bridges with anyway.
It's okay, we'll cross it when we get there.
Same, been there, girl.
The third one was trolls.
So true.
I'm sorry that I've done this. Guards, thank you for fighting for me. But I must say, I think that I've gone about this the wrong way.
Aww.
Now I know that you signed on for your ideology, so fine. Kill me. Kill me if you wish.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, down. Down, down, down.
I've lived a lie. And you see a little tear drippy pippies off of Belanda's cheek.
Should we kill her? Sorry, she's just sad. Sorry, it's Pride. Never mind.
You know, you can do whatever you want.
I was trying to support a woman.
By killing her?
What, she just said? Did she not just say that?
Oh. I'm gonna take that tear and put it in my bag of holding.
God damn it!
The first one or the second one?
The second one.
Period.
All right, you take the tear, put it in your bag of holding. It mixes with Danny's.
It mixes with Danny?
Yes.
Yeah.
Danny's.
Are there any leftover eggs? Does it mix with those two?
Belanda looks around at her guards and says, "Wait, you're not going to mutiny? Wait, do you actually not believe in the beige?"
No. Period.
Oh, well, that's really convenient. I thought I was fucked.
We don't kink shame.
No.
You are fucked.
Oh.
And turning around,
happy
you
pride.
See.
Happy pride.
The rebel leader, Robert.
Oh. Last time, because it's pride, but...
How tall is he?
Roll perception. He's a 14.
Oh, plus 5.
He's 5'11".
Oh. So
Robert moves forward, a dagger in hand. Moving straight towards Belanda.
Whoa.
I cast a spell.
Yeah, same. I help.
All right. You feel your heart rate quicken. You enter into combat. Midori Monet the Fae. You go. What do you do?
I cast banishment. What? Oh, no, wait. I only have one use.
You put that there because we kept using it.
Yeah, which you used on a random-ass guard.
It's okay. We had to teach him a lesson somehow.
Should we unbanish him and see what he does?
Can I take it back?
Can you take it?
It's okay. I use another spell.
Yeah, let's not worry about it.
I'll use the spell Reverse Gravity.
All right. Would you like to read what Reverse Gravity does?
Girl, you read what
this thing about
what do you think
this
does?
Thing about a context clues.
What is the size of the cube? People need to know what the boundaries are of reverse gravity. Does it
well,
reverse
it's not
gravity?
A cube. It's a cylinder.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's a 50 by 100 feet cylinder.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Lasts for 1 minute.
And how tall are they again? Because...
Yeah, I think he's dead.
You're flipped off of your feet. You see Robert cascades up, Belanda moves up, the ghost breaks free from your hold and begins to fly around. You see the giant greige monster also flies up in the air. Forgot about that guy.
So true.
Period.
I'm standing next to Belanda.
Yes, you're in the air too. You're all in the air flying
around.
Well,
the cylinder could be like...
Yeah, just take one step back, girl.
Yeah.
Just one step.
Yeah.
Just one step.
I take one step back.
So true. She's safe.
The amount that I want to roll athletics for that, but no, I must resist.
Well, Pony hasn't taken any athletic damage from us
Actually,
running,
yeah, maybe
so
she
yeah,
should.
Run it.
No, I'm not
run
athletic.
It.
Okay,
I'm
roll.
You get a 2. You attempt to muster all of your strength to take one step back, but you don't. And you're flipped upside down and shot up in the air with the rest of everybody.
Well,
all right,
okay,
you're all flying around, okay? Peony, it is your turn. What do you do?
Are we in combat?
Yes.
Oh, girl. We've been in combat.
I'm not, going into space, am I? Am I, like... Have
no,
I...
Roll perception.
Just up.
Up is...
A 2.
Oh, girl, you might be going to space. You could be. It's a surprise.
What do you do?
I'm thinking.
Well, you're also falling up.
Well, yeah.
Okay. This is maybe a too literal definition of the move snare. Can I use my snare as a little lasso?
Yeah.
You use your what as a
the
lasso?
The nerds in the audience say, yeah.
They like snares. They can catch rabbits. It's
oh,
like a
very
snare.
Well. Yes, you do have hempen rope. You could tie the hempen rope to the snare and then use that as a lasso.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
I want a lasso, a flagpole.
All right.
She's into role play. Happy Pride.
All right, you attempt to lasso a local pole. Here you're going to roll. You get a 6.
Okay. Which pole is it? No, I'm just kidding. Sorry.
What is your dexterity modifier?
It's +7.
+7!
With assistance.
Yeah, because we're a team, it's pride.
With assistance, very well. Roll again. A 13.
Plus 0.
True. All right, you manage to lasso onto a flagpole. You're still flying up in the air, holding on to the rope, and you see that Belanda grabs onto your leg. Robert grabs onto Belanda's leg.
Oh.
The ghost doesn't grab onto anything. It's a ghost.
I love the ghost.
The Grage monster grabs on to the leg of Robert. You're all flapping in the reverse gravity, held to the flagpole. Kyla Luna Muffin, what do you do?
Damn, I don't have a lot of, like, fun moves right now. But I could use control winds, actually. Funny you should mention. You take control of the air in a 100-foot cube. Creatures in the cube must take a strength-saving throw or take bludgeoning damage. You can also blow friends upwards and deflect projectiles.
All right.
I'm deflecting the projectiles that are grabbing onto my friend's leg, but I'm also doing it in a way that they may take bludgeoning damage as well, because I'm pissed.
Happy Pride!
And I blow my friend upwards as well, just because I'm pissed.
All right.
And I use it with my special move. DJ, play track 2.
Oh!
I hope this is the right track. I hope I sent in the right track. DJ, hit it.
I want to.
Oh, this is not the track, but that's okay.
Cause you're an animal, and you're closing in.
Do they take the bludgeoning damage? I think they took the bludgeoning damage.
They take so much damage.
Huh? Happy Pride.
The number is the most powerful spell that a queen can cast. Period. It is said that it can be heard across the realm. It can split suns.
Period.
It can crash moons.
Period.
Who do you wish to destroy with your number?
All the enemies. All of them.
Who do you consider?
All of them.
So just everybody?
You know, I'm okay with that, except for my two friends with me. All of them. Happy Pride!
Okay. You summon a powerful wind.
Yeah, I do.
That blows across the realm, you
I
see.
Do. Oh, what?
The Grage monster is flung away. Robert is flung away. Palanda is flung. The ghost is flung. And even Danny is flung out of the bag of all
this. Yeah, especially Danny, actually. Especially Danny.
So true.
Finally, I'm free.
They didn't stand a chance.
None.
All 250 guards, the army of Beige is blown away. They scream in fear.
Period.
Splat, splat, splat. As one by one,
yes,
all of them hit the ground.
Period.
And perish.
So true. Wow.
And that concludes. No, I'm just kidding.
Happy Pride!
And that's the end of the session!
You just listened to Dungeons & Drag Queens Live. Follow us on TikTok and Insta at DNDQLive or visit our website at dndq.live for tickets to upcoming shows. A special thanks to Levi Erdman for editing this podcast. And to you, our listeners, may your adventures never end.